It's often said that hatred is one of the only things uniting Israelis and Palestinians. That may or may not be true, but one thing that's certain right now is that both cultures are gaga about fauda. The word means chaos in Arabic, and it's the name of a hit show on Israeli TV. It follows an elite undercover Israeli army unit and the Palestinian militants the unit's looking for. Dalia Mortada has more.
The opening credits to Fauda are thrilling on their own. High-energy music with a Middle Eastern twist. Scenes of guys with big guns, beautiful women, sex, and death. It's no wonder people are hooked. But no one could have predicted how popular the show would become. Not even one of its creators, Avi Zakharov.
Every media outlet, every taxi driver, every family on Friday night's evening was sitting and discussing Fauda, Fauda, Fauda. And I don't get this. I mean, people didn't want to hear about Palestinians. People didn't want to hear about the conflict. It was the most unsexiest issue in the world for the Israelis.
Zakharov should know. He covered the conflict for 15 years as a journalist and reported on countless military operations, some like the ones portrayed in the show. He's fluent in Arabic and has strong connections in Gaza and the West Bank, where the fiction based in reality of Fauda is centered. He expected the show to get criticism from leftists for being too racist and from right-wingers for being too soft on Palestinians. Instead, Fauda has received critical acclaim like none other. It is one of Israel's highest-rated TV shows ever. To him, he says, making the show is a dream come true.
I want to tell the story of these people, especially the Israeli people, by the way, for the Palestinians and Israelis, and the story of the Palestinians to the Israelis. And Palestinians. I want to show the Israeli audience that while they are making fun and having fun in Tel Aviv and in other cities, there are people that are paying the price on a daily basis.
That price is certainly something Mohammed Abu Mazen is aware of. The 26-year-old Palestinian lives in Ramallah, in the West Bank. For him, the conflict, tension, and violence are all around. He'd never seen Fauda, but when I told him about the show, he knew exactly what it was about. And he was curious. We decided to watch it together.
I think the municipal of Ramallah is Christian and here is a Muslim.
Fidgeting with excitement, Mohammed would shift from the edge of the couch, lean back, and scooch up to the edge again to get closer to the laptop screen. We blew through 4 episodes in one sitting. Afterwards, I asked him, what do you think about a show like this that's Israeli made? Wait, he says. It's Israeli, not Palestinian? Nope, I tell him.
And you asked me about have you ever seen like something in the Israeli TV? No. Because they were focusing on showing the world that we are terrorists. We are like carrying the guns, the weapons.
Fauda, Mohammed says, makes you care about the Palestinians they portray. You see innocent people getting killed, like a young groom who gets shot on his wedding night in a failed sting to catch his brother, a suspected terrorist. The scene was intense and heart-wrenching as the newly widowed bride shrieked with horror. She later went on to blow up an Israeli bar. Those scenes, he says, are pretty true to reality. Even more interesting to Mohammed is that he's used to seeing Israelis portrayed on TV as unconditional heroes. But that's not the case in Fauda.
But I found out, like, a wife cheating her husband, and a soldier, he's, like, fighting not because of Israel, because this is his duty or for money or something. It's like a job for them. So it's something really not as I expected. Really, it changed many things in my mind again, like towards the Israelis and the way they are thinking.
Seeing the unexpected, it seems Israeli viewers are drawn to Fauda for similar reasons. You can sympathize with pretty much everyone. Avi, an Israeli businessman living in Jaffa, was hooked by the first episode.
First time that I saw that it was not one-dimensional, just that the Israelis are right or the Palestinians are right. You saw the conflict both sides, and what I like that it showed that both sides, like as persons, and it was important and nice for me to see that, you know, it's like balanced.
Vanessa, who works with an NGO that promotes peace through education, would sit with her kids each Sunday hungering for the latest developments. For them, the show was eye-opening.
They never understood the intensity of it and the danger of it and how similar we all are.
Avi Zakharov, one of the show's creators, says he isn't naive. He doesn't think a TV show can be the key to peace in the region or anything. But at the very least, Israelis and Palestinians might realize that the people they've labeled the enemy for so long aren't so different from them. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Ramallah, the West Bank.
You can always get the latest from our newsroom. We're on Twitter at PRI The World. And when I'm not filling in for Marco, I keep an eye on global satire and cartoons. See what I'm posting on Twitter at Global Cartoons.